أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حتى إذا فتحت يأجوج ومأجوج وهم من كل حدب ينسلون واقترب الوعد الحق فإذا هي شاخصة أبصار الذين كفروا يا ويلنا قد كنا في غنى ظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah 96 and 97 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the fraternity of believers, those who had Tawheed. And then Allah spoke about those who split away from them. And Allah spoke about Allah's appreciation with regards to our good deeds in the state of Iman. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about one condition of the disbelievers that will extend to the time beyond Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beyond this era of ours. And Allah says, "Hatta idha futihat Ya'juj wa Ma'juj," until the time when Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Gog and Magog, will be let loose. Wahum min kulli hadabin yansilun, and they will come down sliding from every elevated place, in other words, every hill, every mountain. So ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the emergence of Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Again, this was discussed towards the end of Surah Al-Kahf. Just the synopsis and a brief recap of it: Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would have just killed Dajjal, and after killing Dajjal at Bab Lud, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will receive a wahi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to take all the believers and go and ascend Mount Tur. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will be told that I am going to let loose, that is by Allah ta'ala, I will be letting loose a huge group of my slaves, my servants, and they are going to cause havoc in the world. There is nobody that is going to be able to oppose them. No power, no strength will be able to ward them. And hence, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will now go up Mount Tur, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will let Ya'juj, Ma'juj loose. And when they come, the huge numbers, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam described as the first of that army will come to the lake of Tabriya, and they will drink from it. And when the last part of the group of Ya'juj, Ma'juj come there, they will say that there was some water here. They will see the moisture. And then ulama have expressed that it is 10 miles long and 6 miles wide. So that will give us an idea of how much of water would be consumed, and from there we will understand their large numbers. So here, coming back to this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that when Ya'juj Ma'juj is loosened by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they would now descend from every elevated place, every mountain, every hill, وَاقْتَرَبَ الْوَعْدُ الْحَقُّ, and the true promise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come close, then the condition of the disbelievers at that time, فَإِذَا هِيَ شَاخِصَةٌ أَبْصَارُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, the eyes and the gaze of everyone that disbelieves will be staring upwards. In other words, in absolute dismay, in absolute horror. Why? Because now they will come to know the reality of Qiyamah. They will come to know that now there is definitely a Qiyamah. Understand, and if you look at the halat of the world at this time, the disbelievers are creating havoc. And they are going, and like Ya'juj Ma'juj, they are impeding, and they are going into different territories and different areas. Now when they see this might of Ya'juj Ma'juj, they will now realize that they have absolutely no power. They will never be able to ward off the power and the might of Ya'juj Ma'juj. Now they will become absolutely helpless. In this time, they will say that there is no power and might besides them. At that time, they will have to surrender and they will know that they have absolutely no might and power. And hence, Allah Ta'ala says, their exclamation will be, Ya waylana, destruction be upon us. قَدْ كُنَّا فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. Certainly we remained heedless of this, these signs that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has spoken about. بَلْ كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ. Nay, we are the sinners, we are the wrongdoers, we are the transgressors. One is ghaflat, heedlessness, and one is to do wrong. So they will realize it's not heedlessness, but it is the oppression that they had caused on the surface of this earth. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.